B-Pod Studios.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and Rich, people are very excited as time ticks by, and Tom Brady is still not signed with the Patriots, but there has been talk of texting.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There's been texting. I guess they have not. It's not a cold war, as Tommy Curran has said. So there's two things that I want to get to this morning. First of all, as always, the Tom Brady tip line is open if you know something.
The Tom Brady tip line. What do you got?
The mailbox gets filled almost immediately after we give the number out every single time. I had to clear it out this morning.
Yeah, well, Zolak responsible for...
For several of them, yes.
The majority of calls last year.
Has us on speed dial. 617-822-6628, or it's also 617-TB-BOOB-U, the letter U, somebody figured out. So if you have any kind of inside tip on where Tom Brady is going to go, you know somebody who knows somebody who knows something, then
there
sure.
has to be sure, a movie that's been called Boob You.
Maybe there is. I would put IMDb that some bitch. See if that's on there.
Do they do porn?
I don't think so. No, Boob You. Don't you think that was kind of like a 1983 romp?
Could you put boob in the title, though?
Maybe not. Maybe you couldn't. But here is a little bit of a twist on the whole Tom Brady situation. Something that is new and, to be quite honest, kind of exciting. We've heard for all this time that it's going to be more than likely if Tom Brady doesn't come to the Patriots, he'd be going to the Tennessee Titans. That seems to be the front runner. You saw Tom Brady and Julian Edelman FaceTiming Mike Vrabel at that basketball game that they were at with Syracuse the other day. But Tommy Curran, once again, seems to be on top of all this stuff. He had a conversation with Adam Schein, who's a guy who's on CBS, and Tommy Curran dropped this little nugget.
It's either going to be New England or Tennessee, with the 49ers closing hard on the outside.
So you think the 49ers conversation is real?
Sorry.
I do.
You think that's from Tom, or do you think that's from San Francisco?
I think it's from both. I think that there is an appeal. What's interesting about that is the Patriots sent Jimmy Garoppolo out there for such short collateral. That could Belichick say, hey, why don't you just sign this guy when he comes available for 2 years? I'll take Jimmy back. He'll get you the Super Bowl that you probably could have had this year if you had Brady. We'll start fresh. It would be interesting to me to find out whether or not that would happen, because I think that the Niners can release Jimmy Garoppolo outright and suffer no consequence.
Okay, right. two quick things. I do want to say this real quick, Fred. Adam Schein, the guy who was doing the interview, you said, is that Sarge? I took a guess, and I'm a hand on a Bible. I said, I bet he went to Syracuse. And I just Googled it. Guess where he went to college?
Oh, of course he did.
Syracuse.
Of course he did. That strikes again. They all sound exactly alike, all of them.
Sports media, like, copier.
Yep. It's an assembly line.
Shooting
it's like
out
McDonald's
DAs.
At McDonald's for broadcasting.
Shooting
in
out
the back.
DAs. Shooting out Adam Schein.
That's easy
money. Shooting out Tony Reale wannabes.
D.A.?
They're
all in them.
And Dan said, guess what the name of his show is. I know what the name of his show is. It's Time to Shine.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
Yes, it is.
But all of that, this is something that Tommy Curran kind of launched yesterday. And since then, Karen Garigian has written an article on it saying, don't dismiss this.
Okay.
There is actually some weight to this.
All right. If you take San Francisco out of the picture, their feelings. What is the disadvantage of Brady? What that Brady wants, would he not get in San Francisco?
It seems like everything he wants is there.
Literally everything he wants is in San Francisco.
It's his dream place to play.
Right.
It's like the team that he grew up loving. He loved it. He's got one of the best, most innovative offensive coordinators or coaches who've got with an offensive mind.
There's talent on both sides of the ball.
There's no question. I mean, dude, they were sniffing a Lombardi trophy several weeks ago.
You have the running game to die for. The defense is one of the best in the league.
Yes, so he wouldn't
wide receivers are, now that you don't have Sanders there
it's
anymore,
enough. But
it's enough.
It's
enough. And he wouldn't have to carry the offense.
I mean,
you do have a tight end, though. That's the other thing.
Oh, yeah, you do. I mean, oh, boy. I didn't even think about that. You absolutely do.
Who's a silly goose.
But I like the guy. I mean, he, as far as a player, I mean, he's everything that Tom Brady would have.
Best three in the league.
Best three in the league. Right. So the downside of Brady, from Brady's perspective, of going to San Francisco. Now, if the, you know, if the 49ers look at Garoppolo and they say, look, you know, he's much younger and he took us to a Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. But so you could make the argument that the 49ers might not want to do that move, obviously. But from Brady's perspective, there's not a negative.
If you are the 49ers, you make that move. You it's the one part of your team that you can tell they don't have as much trust in as you would hope.
Well,
just by the plays they were running there at the end.
Okay.
And if you plug Tom Brady in there, okay, think of this scenario.
Here's the problem.
You plug Tom Brady into the 49ers. And then it sounds like from everything I've been reading, I think it might have been Grigian who broke it down. They can get out. The 49ers can get out from under the they can release before April 1st. They can release Jimmy Garoppolo and not owe him any money. And could you imagine if Bill Belichick finally ended up getting the guy that he wanted? I mean, you want to talk about like the most perfect scenario.
If you're the 49ers, though, are you giving up on a much younger quarterback that you can control and that took you to a Super Bowl?
See, he didn't take them. That's the other thing.
He was a quarterback on a Super Bowl team.
He was. He was.
And there were games that he won for them during the regular season.
He was. But when it came time to win big games, it was the running game and the defense.
All right, but then you can make the argument that he didn't have a ton of experience as a starter.
You can, but if you're a Patriots fan and you watch Jimmy Garoppolo last year, do you think after watching him play for an extended period of time, something you didn't have here, that he's your quarterback of the future?
I wouldn't. Would you take the chance that he...
Well,
that
Brady's on his way out the door. Obviously, Garoppolo's better than Jared Stidham.
You see this, though. If you get rid of Garoppolo, it could take years for you to find another guy.
True.
But you are right there. You're right there. And do you think... Okay, if you are... Kyle Shanahan. Do you think that he sits back and goes, man, if that was Tom Brady at quarterback, we would have won the Super Bowl?
Yes, that's exactly what you say if you're Kyle Shanahan.
Huh. And shouldn't that be really your answer right there?
That's the other part of it. I don't think
Plus you're gambling that Brady's going to be, you know, as good as he was last year, which wasn't
the best. That's true. And also, if you're Bill Belichick, I mean, how happy are you? You can get your hands on the guy that you ultimately wanted to. I mean, your plan worked.
A 28-year-old quarterback, right?
The guy that you wanted to take rights.
Whatever that is, right in the prime of his career.
Yeah, so everything you ever wanted. Oh, man, if this happens, Bill Belichick is, I mean, just, he's going to be the happiest man on the planet. He's going to be naked down in Nantucket, covered in butter.
That's true. You get the guy that you wanted to have anyway.
It's like the, I mean, boy, you want to talk about Bill Belichick. I swear to God, he must have, like, had a deal with the devil. If that ends up happening, How amazing would that be for
him? There's a lot of questions on why the 49ers would do it, but in terms of Brady going there, there's no questions. Brady would get everything that he wants, including, according to every report. If you took every report and you took the things that even different people have said in the mishmash of what people had said, and he would get everything he wants, and not just like, oh, he's on his hometown team. In terms from a football perspective, he would get a great offensive-minded coach. He would have a ton of weapons, he would have an elite defense, and he would have a team that just went to the Super Bowl.
Also, as a Patriots fan, isn't this perfect?
I don't know if the 49ers would do it.
No. Well, I mean, they might. I mean, see, at least this is a scenario that's very realistic. Like, this isn't something that's kind of pie in the sky.
But if you're a Patriots,
like the Dallas Cowboys, I'm going, like,
hang on, though. If you're a Patriots fan and you think that Garoppolo isn't worth the 49ers keeping, why do you want Garoppolo?
Because it's different. Because Bill Belichick is here. Because he saw something in this guy.
A game and a half
he
of him
wanted him
performing exceptionally well when Brady was suspended.
It's also because it's like Belichick. If you trust Belichick, know that he saw something in this guy.
That's the mitigating factor. Garoppolo was great until he got hurt against the Dolphins, the game and a half that he played in Brady's absence. You know, even though he was a mediocre quarterback in San Francisco, by and large, last season, you think he comes here, Belichick can fix him, Josh McDaniels, there's no learning curve with the offense. It's plug and play. You know, you don't have to worry about the Andy Daltons of the world coming here and screwing things up.
Do you know how happy Bill Belichick's going to be?
Yeah, like, no, just, this is just a win for Belichick if he's able to pull
it
off.
It's a, you know what? It's a win for Belichick. It's a win for the Crafts because you, the fans all, because what would be the best person to plug in there if Tom Brady ends up leaving? Because it's going Ryan Fitzpatrick. Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, if we get the Fitzmagic up here, it'll change everything.
Listen, he's got local ties.
But think about that. I mean, because then it saves face for the Crafts too. Like, this was ultimately the plan, and now you finally have it coming to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots fans are going to love this.
All right, we can talk about it further later, but first, everyone's got coronavirus fever. Do you leave? Do you stay? Do you get in an airplane? The massive Chicago State University has canceled two games. Now, is this just a lot of hype, or are we dealing with something? Well, Felice Fryer has addressed this in the Boston Globe, and we will talk to her next.
Dutcher.
I didn't get to be a sports expert until 2009.
Rich.
You would think you were at a children's birthday party.
Dutcher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Five to Sports Hub. We're Dutcher and Rich. And finally, with Super Tuesday over, the coronavirus is for one day taking a step back in terms of headlines.
But never too far from consciousness.
Now, Felice Fryer is the health reporter for the Boston Globe. She has written about this, and she joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Hello, Ms. Fryer.
Good morning.
Okay, so we've talked about this at great length. Okay, when you look at how many, well, first of all, is it true in your research that in China that the rate of coronavirus is going down?
So, from what I have seen, the rate of new cases seems to be going down, but there's still plenty of sick people there.
Okay, if I am under the age of 60. And I get the coronavirus. What, and I'm a relatively healthy person. How will that affect me?
It'll probably be like getting the flu, or maybe even a cold, or maybe it won't affect you at all. There's some evidence that some people don't get sick from it at all. So in healthy people, in younger people, so far it looks like it's really not a serious illness.
Okay, so. Why is everyone going so crazy about this?
Well, because don't we all have elderly parents? Don't we all know someone who's got a chronic illness, who had a transplant, who's being treated for cancer? All those people are at much greater risk of dying. So we care about them, right?
Yeah,
the other reason to be going crazy is that this is a totally new virus, so we don't know what's going to happen next. We don't know how it's going to play out, whether it's going to be different in the U.S. than it was in China, how fast it's going to spread, where it's going to spread to. So there's just so much that's not known about it. So there's reason to worry. And the other thing is that for many people, the hardest part about this is going to be steps that are taken to prevent the spread. So if big events are canceled, or if you're reluctant to travel, if you run a touring company or a cruise ship line, all that's going to affect you. It's going to affect the economy.
One of the questions you answered in your piece in the Boston Globe that I found particularly interesting is why there's no vaccine for this and why there won't be for a really long time. Could you explain that?
Yeah, it takes a long time to make a good vaccine. A vaccine is a drug that you give to healthy people, so it can't have a lot of side effects. It has to have very, very, very few risks of making people sick. So it has to be very well tested. It also takes a while to figure out, and I'm not a microbiologist or anything, but it takes a while to develop a potential drug. Then you have to test the drug. You test it in animals, and then you test it in people. And so you want to make sure that it's safe and that it also works. That takes a long time.
Okay, so there's 126 U.S. coronavirus cases. Are you surprised at either how fast it's spreading or how slow it's spreading?
No, because I had no expectations because we didn't know what was going to happen. And that's 126 confirmed cases. The big unknown out there is how many people have it, and we don't know because there's been very little testing done in this country.
Okay, so Rich, who is my partner, but he's editing right now, and both personally and professionally. But he is editing right now, but he is to fly to the West Coast, and I am to fly to Aruba next week. Now, if you were me first, a virile, healthy man who's flying with his wife, who is, you know, whatever. So, would you go to Aruba?
Yeah, I probably would. The people, the experts I've consulted say there's no reason to worry about domestic travel. Now, Aruba is probably not domestic travel, but it seems close enough to me. You know, the thing that we don't know is where it's going to pop up next. So if there's a huge outbreak on Aruba, you could get quarantined on the way home.
Okay, so I have a question, which is my nightmare, is to be quarantined on the way home. Anything that's out of my control, I feel... all right, but... So, like, the way... And I don't know if you know this, but what if I just had a cold? Like, how do they know the difference? Or do they not care?
Oh, for the quarantine? Yeah, no, they don't care. If you're coming back, if you are coming back, say, from China, right, you have to stay in quarantine for 14 days until they know that you're not sick.
Right, but but just internationally in general, say, like, I'm in Germany, I could fly back.
Right.
Even if I had a cold.
As far as I know, yeah.
Okay. So Rich's wife had a battle with cancer, which she is thankfully I don't know the correct term for it, but it is
in remission.
Remission. She's mm-hmm. she's it hasn't had any cancer for several years, but her immunity system is compromised. Like if she gets a cold, she has to go to the hospital. Now they're traveling domestically. Okay, so who you've talked to, if someone's immune system is compromised, is it not a good idea to travel by plane?
I haven't heard anyone say that.
Okay.
I think that she should consult her doctor, so I don't want to give advice to any specific person.
Okay.
But from what I've been told, first of all, airlines, despite what we tend to think, airlines clean the air. They filter it repeatedly. So the air in an airplane is really good compared to even an office building. So being on the plane is not a particular risk. Going elsewhere in the U.S., it's probably not that different. You know, we don't know where the virus is right now anyway. So, and you don't pick it up just from walking around.
Okay, so it's like someone would have to sneeze on you or you would have to touch something and then touch your face?
Right, exactly.
Okay, so say, because this, I think, applies to everyone, but I know he's would want me to ask you this. Like, would you, for just generally, would you avoid places like Las Vegas because of the amount of people around and or would you avoid a place like Disneyland?
I haven't heard any advice saying to do that at this point. I mean, that could change.
Right.
But one way, if this explodes, one way to try to get a grip on it is to cancel large gatherings. But no one's saying to do that right now.
It's so often, because Fred's been talking about traveling, and I've traveled domestically in the last few weeks, you see people wearing masks at airports. You see people wearing masks just walking around. How effective is that? Should people wear masks?
If you're sick, wearing the mask is going to help you from spreading your sickness. If you're healthy, it's not going to do anything because you don't normally get the virus by breathing it in. So the mask can actually make it worse because it might encourage you to touch your face more often, and that's really how you become ill. That's how the disease is transmitted.
I'm always touching my face.
Yeah, everyone does. It's really hard to control that. So, no, don't, you know, save the masks for the people who are sick and for healthcare workers and healthcare situations.
All right. So what we've learned here is that this is a main concern with the elderly and people who have cancer and things of that nature.
Right. Anyone anyone who's old or sick is at greater risk. It doesn't mean every single one of these people is going to get it and die, but you're at greater risk of having complications, developing pneumonia, and that can make you very sick.
Okay, I had a pneumonia shot because I am anemic due to my horrible way I treat my body. But, okay, so the Chinese outbreak put the death rate at 2.3%. That's basically double the flu. You say 20 times higher than the death rate from the flu.
Yeah, the flu death rate is 0.1%.
Oh.
But we don't know. The death rate is really, that's a moving target because you don't know what the percentage is unless you know how many people are sick.
Right.
So there could be a whole bunch of people who have the virus but haven't been counted because they haven't been sick enough to interact with the healthcare system. So we don't know what the death rate is, but it does seem to be pretty high. It does seem to be on the high side.
Okay, so the main thing is wash your hands and go about your business.
That's the current advice. And, you know, pay attention. You know, things can change.
And if you're sick, don't come to work.
Exactly.
I say to people, this is the perfect time not to come to work.
Yeah. Yeah, stay home so that you don't spread it around.
All right. Well, Felice Fryer, the fact that you told me that they filter out the air on airplanes has made me feel a lot better. I did not know that, and I just assumed that they were a petri dish of disease and pain. So now I can feel free to take my Xanax and rest. Felice Fryer, you can read her in the Boston Globe. Thanks so much for the information.
Thank you. Have a great trip.
All right, thank you. So there you go.
You feel better? You ready to go? Thumbs up, green light, you ready?
I talked to people that are already out of town, and they were in the islands, and they were like, what are you talking about?
And, you know, I knew wearing the mask is just an idiotic idea.
I said it when this happened.
You did say it.
Everyone poo-pooed me.
No, but when I went to Houston and New Orleans, just like changing planes, because you can't fly direct to New Orleans at all unless there's only one airline that does it. So I went through Dallas on the way down and through Charlotte on the way back, and there are people wearing masks at airports. And
no, I know.
These people are not sick. They're like, well, I'm protecting myself. How are you protecting yourself?
You're not protecting yourself. That has been proven. Yes, Dan.
I was going to say, what did you refer to it as? A petri dish of something in pain? An airplane?
Of disease and pain.
Disease and pain, yes.
Disease and pain.
All right, so
she put that to kind of rest.
That's Fred's life in general.
I know, but she put that to rest a little bit with the filtered air. That's actually encouraging.
I was encouraged by that. Were you not?
Of course. Yes, absolutely.
I had no idea that was the case. So it sounds from what she said that Rich is good to go. That he is good to go to all the locations that they had chosen to. So Mary should probably, you know, call up her physician. But from what it sounds like is that she's heard no one in her extensive research. She's heard no one suggest that one should not fly. You know, of course, if you're not in Italy or China, or if you should not go to places like Vegas or Disneyland as of now. And I don't think that's going to change next week. All right. I mean, what is 120 going to turn into, you know, 50,000?
You never know.
In the course of a week?
Sure.
And, I mean, there's a bunch of people that have it who aren't sick.
So, but can spread it to others. That's the problem.
But the thing is, you can't look at the death rate and look at that as conclusive. It's probably much lower because there's so many people, probably thousands and thousands of people who have it that are asymptomatic or just have a light cold. So it's difficult to say how many confirmed cases of the coronavirus there are. So does everyone feel a little bit better about the coronavirus?
I know I do.
And you know what? So much so I'm not going to wash my hands ever again.
Did you not read
the
article?
Why start now?
I know. Did you not read the article? It said the best way you can prevent the spread of anything.
Here's what I'm doing.
By washing your hands.
I'm pulling down my pants, going, wee.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
Good old urine.
Sure.
Taking a pee.
Good old. Yes.
And then I pull my pants up.
Yeah.
And then I use my sweatshirt to open the door and then
shake hands with everybody.
I've touched nothing at that point.
You know what's crazy is the touching of the face that you say to yourself, you're not going to do it, and then you do it.
Yeah. No, I'm picking my nose. I'm doing everything. I'm sticking my hand in my ear.
Yeah.
Let me just take one phone call.
Okay.
We don't got a lot scheduled for today. Dan, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Hey.
Just wanted to let you guys know that you should do some Google searching on trade shows in the U.S. They're canceling and postponing trade shows.
Because people are coming in from China. Like, the electronics one had Sony was a massive part of that. There's no anything I've read so far that you are not to go to a public gathering. Go ahead, Terry.
Hi. I just want to add on to what that woman said, and you guys just touched on it a second ago. If once you wash your hands, it's important not to touch your face. And it's something you don't lots of times don't even realize you're doing, like you rub your nose or you rub your eye or something like that. But that is a way that this could be transmitted. So once you have your hands washed, you know, try not to touch your face in any way.
What if I'm not around a mirror, and much like a blind person, I want to feel my beauty, like in the video for Hello by Lionel Richie. And I mean, I have to touch my face. It's how I know that I'm looking good.
Well, what I would tell you to do then is go wash your hands, then go touch your face, okay?
All right.
Wash your hands are clean, and then rewash them, all right?
What am I? Then
that's two washes more than Fred really wants in the first place.
We're in OCD territory at that point. I mean, come on. I'm not,
I'm a nurse. I'm just trying to tell you that what we've been told, and, you know, and just to be very careful, you know, what you touch with your hands and things like that. So,
okay.
You know?
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
I love you guys.
Thank you, baby. All right. That's okay. Just touch my face. Is it me? Yeah. Make a sculpture.
Yep.
Very moving. All right. Well,
this
there you
is
go.
The sweet spot of music videos right here.
Yeah, it's not creepy at all.
Nope.
All right. So there you go. Everyone should feel a little bit better. Tell me. You know, I messed up. I can't. All right, we'll be right back. Hear that.
Toucher and Rich.
What's up?
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
No, Fred, come on, man. This is a family radio show.
No, it's not. Not really.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, were you able to hear any of that interview?
No, not a second. I was editing something for 8.
I gave her your situation. Do you know that planes filter the air numerous times, that it's better than being in an office building?
Still doesn't sound great. It's not just the plane that you're on. You're in the airport as well.
Well, she said that, and I gave her the situation with Mary, and she said that she has heard nothing from anyone that should discourage you from going on your
trip.
Did you
tell her we were going to Disneyland?
I did.
And
I
mentioned it by name.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. And she says, don't worry about...
She said, don't worry about it. She said there's been nothing that would make her think, as of now, that there is anything to worry about.
Well, that maybe makes me feel a little bit better.
Yep. She said that the planes filter the air. I mean, a airport, if you're in a domestic terminal, I can't imagine it's any different than being at a mall or being anywhere, being at a restaurant. And people are touching your food at a restaurant and touching the silverware.
I guess you're closer to everybody. I mean, you're jammed right next to them.
But they feel, I guess it's better than an office building. I mean, you're jammed next to people, but, you know, you got, you have the, you know, they're filtering the air. I don't know. We were all very excited that we found out that they filtered the air on airplanes. I just assumed that they were, again, a pit of disease and horrors. In pain.
A pit of whores?
Horrors.
Oh, I was like, what? No.
What plane are you flying on?
I was going to say, Rich is going to Vegas. Yeah, you know, get an opportunity to see
flight.
That.
Although I used to fly from Dallas to Vegas, and that was... Whew.
A pit of...
You went on the weekend, and...
Yes, sir.
Ooh, that was just... That were not whores, but, I mean, definitely entertainers. It was just stocked.
Yeah, if you fly L.A. to Vegas, that is what they do. On the weekends.
Oh, yeah.
To go to Vegas.
Yep. That's where they earned their money. That's right.
Yep.
Somebody's saying she did say that Mary should consult her doctor, however.
Yeah, she should call
A little bit of information that I might like to have known.
Uh-oh. She said, call your physician. She said that there was...
kind of a minor detail.
Oh shut up. You weren't going to call her doctor?
Maybe not. Maybe not.
Well, maybe that's a good idea in the future.
Yeah, well,
is to call her doctor.
Now that I've heard it from a listener who told me that an expert told you guys, then good. That'll do that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a...
I was under the assumption that someone who was afraid to travel was going to indeed ask their physician.
Mm-hmm. Fred, no good deed goes unpunished.
No, but according to
everything... That's right. There was no good deed. Oh, man.
Friend of yours, he's trying to help you out. You're stepping all over his face. That's not right.
No.
He asked the question for you because you are not here.
That's good. And I'm glad. I'm glad. And I'm glad. And,
come on.
Hopefully, and it does ease my
Give
concern.
The team some credit for that.
Because she is someone who obviously is legitimate. I've read her article from this morning, the one that was being discussed with kind of like a bullet point. Like, that's kind of what you just want to know. There's so much crap out there, and we've gotten so far down the road with the coronavirus. There's basic questions that I still want answered,
and
nobody's talking about.
And she made a good point, is that you can look at the death rates. You were right about the people who die from the flu, that it's a much smaller percentage. But she said because a lot of people are asymptomatic or just get light colds, that the death toll is probably exaggerated because they don't know everyone who has it. Mm-hmm. Meaning that a bunch of people probably have it, don't know, or it's not affecting them.
Well, as I said, the most infuriating story I heard yesterday was the one that David Wade tweeted out. He said that the first person with coronavirus in New Hampshire was a hospital worker, and they were told to self-quarantine. Instead, that person went to a private event last Friday. A second person who was in contact is now presumed to have it. Everyone at that event is now being contacted. So could you imagine that? Like, you're one of the rare people, because if that was last Friday, you know, you're still one of the rare people in America that is told that you have, that's been confirmed that you have the coronavirus. And you've seen all the talk all over television. They said, you need to quarantine yourself. You need to go home and you need to stay there. And instead, they said, I really want to go to this event. And now somebody who apparently was at that event has tested positive for the coronavirus, and they're calling everybody else who was at it. Now, they haven't specified what event it is, obviously, because there's probably a lot of people freaking out over this. But that was from David Wade yesterday. I mean, something like, you do something like that, and I was kind of being speaking in hyperbole, but I was saying you should be able to arrest that person. That is the most wildly irresponsible thing that you could do.
Well, how sweet is the party? I mean, what kind of music are they playing?
I mean, listen, if it was like a Winger reunion or something like that,
yeah, I mean, how much are you gonna, you know, you got to party, you got to write. I don't. A lot of it is, if you are not old and healthy, it really does. It sounds to me, due to everything I've read and talking to her, that you're pretty much okay.
But you say not old, but I'm hearing things like 60 years old. And I mean, think about it. On a daily basis, how many people over 60 do you see? A lot. Like, yeah, just you run across. So if you have it, like if you got it from somebody, it might not make you sick. But let's say you cough or you do something around, I mean, there's a high percentage you're going to run into something who is old.
The number,
and that can get them sick.
The number between 60 and 69 wasn't crazy. And 69 is a lot different than 60. It's pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's 70 to death is basically what the situation is. So look, my parents are flying in to take care of my kids, and they got to switch planes. And the convenience of them having watching my kids is anything, and my mom is ill. She's got a cold. So, you know, my mom, every time she's with the kids, gets a cold, and gets a cold for like a month. She just sits there with a cold.
Mm.
Just literally every time we go to their house, every time they go on vacation with us, she just gets a cold. And my dad avoids it by sleeping 20 hours a day.
There was a big conference that was supposed to be here in town this weekend that they canceled it. It was this some sort of seafood conference that they were having. That's one of the first big things that they've canceled here in town. I know at the PAX convention, they canceled, like Sony can come, but this is like the entire convention was canceled. Mm. And this is in Boston. So it's one of those things where, as I said, Fred, I mean, you look at the numbers, and right now it doesn't seem that drastic. But just looking at the reaction and how quickly this thing is spreading, that's the only reason that I'm
I have a feeling that the reason I didn't know anything about whatever the hell the flu was 10 years ago is because I wasn't on the internet nearly as much, and also because I was young and didn't have time or didn't want to look at the internet all day. So I have a feeling that is a lot of this mania is coming from clicks. But now that Super Tuesday's over, I mean, you gotta go, you know, on CNN, you gotta go and look a little bit for the coronavirus.
But the numbers are real. I mean, you could say
yeah, 126 people. Okay, there's 300 million people in the United States.
But it's growing by like, I mean, it's almost doubling every day.
No, it was 80 2 days ago.
80 people in America? No, I don't think it was.
It was 80, and then now it's 126. There was 80 people with it.
And it takes 14 days for you to find out whether or not you
it's a 50, possibly have it. 50% increase in the last 2 days, right?
Yeah, with minuscule numbers. So maybe in like, you know, a year, a lot of people will have it. I don't know. But it just seems like for most people it's a cold. And that you're not likely to get it on a plane or anything like that.
But that cold could make somebody else so sick that they die. See, that's the difference. It's not even me getting it. It's me getting it and coughing around a 70-year-old, and it kills him.
What are you doing hanging around 70-year-olds?
Well, 70-year-olds all over the place.
Why would you be coughing on them?
Well, hopefully I wouldn't be if yeah. I didn't have the coronavirus.
If you had any kind of manners, you wouldn't cough on them. You'd cough into your elbow.
So has this made you change your theory about washing your hands?
No.
Oh, no. That's one thing he's hard and fast on
that. Your hands.
He's not washing his hands.
Okay, now that's wildly irresponsible. You have to wash your hands.
I don't understand it, but Fred is.
I don't have to do anything.
Because if you have the coronavirus and you don't know it, you could spread it to somebody else.
Nah.
You have to wash your hands.
Nah, I can't spread it. It would have no effect on me.
Not you, but other people. You don't do it because of you. You do it so it doesn't spread to other people.
Who am I going to give it to?
Okay, is there a ton of everyone at the office?
Nah, I don't touch them.
Your kids, your wife, your parents who are coming into town.
My kids got it. It doesn't affect kids.
Okay, but your parents?
You know, I'm not touching them. Not sneezing.
Somebody said, does Fred have no heart? He keeps saying it only affects old people with John Wallach sitting there right next to you.
It's true.
Not in that age range yet, although I am gaining rapidly.
That is true. John Wallach is very susceptible. Young Nicholas is out today. Lord knows what he's got. He had to go to the doctor because he didn't feel well.
Yeah, he's out.
Now is the time to take your sick days. Now is it because no one can question you. Bunch of germ phobes. Mm-hmm. No one can question you. See, the thing is, imagine if you like had to fly and you like had like a cold.
Mm-hmm.
Like getting through security, you would have to be like, it would be like if you had a bunch of drugs on you. Like going through security,
sure.
You would have to be like acting real cool and like everything's okay.
Yeah.
Going through customs. It's essentially like having drugs on you.
But you got to wash your hands. You have to. This is the one time you got to wash your hands.
Not if I don't touch anything.
That doesn't matter.
I wash my hands during the course of a day.
But okay, but after you use the restroom, you do not wash your hands.
I don't touch anything in the restroom. So if I'm literally not touching anything, why do I have to wash my hands?
How do you go to the bathroom not touching anything?
I pull my pants down.
How do you go number two?
Oh, I wash my hands after I take a dump.
Okay, you do. All right. And you don't touch anything when you go number one?
I don't touch anything. If you wash your hands and then touch the faucet, that's got to be way worse.
I use the elbow.
To turn a faucet off?
Yeah, it's a handle that goes up.
No, not here. There's screws.
You use your wrist.
All right. Well, I don't choose to do that. I touch nothing. No, if I take
They're automatic here, actually.
Are they automatic here? Yeah. If I take a dump, I wash my hands. That's disgusting.
And you go number one without using your hands?
I don't touch anything. Literally don't touch anything. Don't touch the urinal.
Even when it's sleepy?
Don't touch the door.
I mean, but how does it not hit your feet?
Well, I don't know, John Holmes. It doesn't hit my feet.
No, I'm talking about how does the product not hit your feet?
Because I step in close and
So you lean on the urinal?
I don't have to lean on the urinal.
The divider's there now. Remember, they put the divider in.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Yes, that was awesome. Thank you, Dan O'Brien. Put the tool bags in.
So you should be fine.
That's fixing everything. Yeah.
Yeah. My stream is good enough that I can stand at a normal distance. Yeah. I don't touch it. And then I use my elbow to open the bathroom door. And then I'm on my way. It is a feel. Touch my face. Mm-hmm. All right. What's coming up, Rich? We have the big Brady line.
Oh, that's right. We have the Brady tip line. You have been calling, giving us tips on where you have heard Brady is going to go, and it fills up like the minute we empty it.
Right.
So we have unloaded it once again, and we will play some of the insider tip calls that we've received.
All right, because someone out there knows something. We'll be right back.